Welcome into halftime of tonight's football game on AM 1570, FM 99.1 KZWC. Sports director Quinn Douglas back here at halftime of Webster City taking on the top-ranked team in Class 3A in Clear Lake as it's time for our Senior Saluting Seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor Home of Webster City. Our interviewee this week is a senior at Webster City High School. Izzy Grossamy joins us. Izzy, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So obviously I know right now you're in the middle of your senior cross-country season. As what are some other activities that you've been involved in your going on four years, at Webster City?
I've been involved in sports. I've been involved in basketball and track and cross-country. I've also been involved in other things like dance marathon, student council, just trying to be part of the school because, I mean, you got to make the most of the 4 years.
And when you're not busy with all those activities and extracurriculars that you're a part of, what are some things that you like to do in your spare time?
I do a lot of working. I work as a lifeguard in the summer, and I work at Fuller Hall during the winter. I love to run, obviously. I love hanging out with friends and just things like that to just occupy my time.
And shifting gears from there, I'm sure throughout everything you've done in your high school career, you've had a lot of memorable moments, whether that's athletic or academic or just, you know, outside of school it could even be. But when you can narrow it down to maybe one or two that stand out the most to you as the most memorable, what are some of those most memorable moments that you have from your time in high school?
I think for me, it'll obviously be cross country and track. I mean, breaking the school record in cross country was one of the most surreal experiences I've ever had. And going to state in track is amazing, especially bringing a team with me for relays and stuff. So that's definitely the most memorable. It was just made high school so much fun.
And piggybacking off of that, obviously, I'm sure you've had a lot of achievements, you know, athletic, perhaps academic, that you're proud of throughout your through your time in high school. If you had to narrow it down to one or two achievements you're most proud of, what would those one or two achievements be?
Probably making NHS. That was a big goal of mine all through high school, even as a freshman, and getting the experience to be in it and just serve the community through that has been awesome.
And transitioning from that, obviously, you know, you're around your peers a lot, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's in athletics or outside of school altogether. But if first you could talk to your peers and ask them, how would they describe you, Izzy Grossamy, as somebody in the classroom day in and day out?
Probably in the classroom, probably more quiet. I like to focus a lot when I'm in the classroom. I don't like missing things. I'd say out of the classroom, I'm more of like a energetic person, I would say. So, yeah, I think that's how people would probably describe me.
And when you're on the course, you're on the track, or wherever you may be athletically, how would they describe Izzy Grossamy, the competitor?
As a competitor, probably I talk to my competitors a lot. I don't like to make it a sport where it's like angry and where I'm trying to like get back at people. So I like talking to my competitors. So I think they would think I'm pretty nice. My teammates, I love my teammates. I joke around with them all the time. I don't take sports like super seriously in terms of like being like serious all the time.
And moving off of that, obviously, I'm sure in your time in high school, you've learned a lot of valuable lessons, and you're now going on 4 years. And I'm sure there's lessons that you wish you could have told your freshman self, or you wish you could tell freshmen or underclassmen right now. If you can narrow that down to maybe one or two lessons that were the most valuable that you wish you could tell your younger self, what would that lesson be?
Yeah, I think one lesson that I definitely learned was do your homework. Especially during school time, Webster City is very good about giving you time to work on your homework. So I rarely have homework outside of class because I just get it done in class. And also definitely get involved. It makes high school go by so fast. It feels like a year I've been here. I mean, I'm already almost done. So I would say just get involved in as many things as you can, sports, activities, clubs, they're all super fun and worth it.
And I like to save this question for last for all of our interviewees, but obviously throughout your time in high school, you've got a lot of people that you look up to that were role models for you, whether that is could be your parents, could be a teacher, could be a coach, could be an older sibling, could be somebody that was just a couple years ahead of you that showed you the ropes. If you can narrow that down to one or two people you would identify as your biggest role models, who would those people be?
I would say my biggest role model is probably my cross-country coach, Heidi Barrick. She runs with us in practice. She does everything she can for us, and she's just, like, the best coach I've ever had. Also, Mossback, my track coach, he's an awesome coach. He cares for everyone, and he's just really fun to be. It's really fun to be his athlete.
All right, and Izzy, before we let you go, do you have any future plans for once you're done at Webster City High in the spring?
I plan to attend the University of Northern Iowa to study exercise science.
All right, Izzy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior cross-country season. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you, Claire. I appreciate it.
That was Izzy Gross to me of Webster City High School on our Senior Saluting Seniors program presented by Windsor Manor Home of Webster City. As we're back with halftime recaps next on 95.7 KQ or AM 1570 KZWC.